put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
It's the first show of 2003. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
Yeah, buddy.
One of the first resolutions for this year, of course, is to continue or maybe step up our caffeination ritual.
More caffeination.
More caffeine.
You can never have too much caffeine.
Or too much money.
You know, I hear hear that TV back there. Could you?
That
was distracting.
Gone.
See, now I'll be fully dedicated to this show and answering all of our callers' questions at 602-277-5827. Oh, my gosh. Is Brian wearing Buckeyes? Are those Buckeyes?
What the heck are Buckeyes? What's a Buckeye?
They're those. See what he's got?
Brian, what's a Buckeye?
It's a nut, he says.
Can you go on the air here and officially tell all those that
Brian is a nut in and of himself, so a Buckeye.
Yeah, well,
he's got a string of these beads.
I mean, that was a great game, no question.
And there's some small white ones, and then there's these big, fat, brown, ugly things, and I guess those are Buckeyes?
Yes.
Of course, Ohio State got bailed out by the refs, but that's okay.
Oh, stop.
Phantom call.
Jeez.
And you know what? Brian's not... I can attest to the fact that Brian is not a bandwagon fan.
No.
He's been wearing Ohio State garb, along with a bunch of other teams in other sports. But since we've been doing this show...
ASU and OSU are, you know...
Those are your two?
Yeah, the
See,
two.
See, I will never forgive Ohio State for what they did the Rose Bowl year for ASU.
That's fair.
And he supports most of the home teams. I see him in Coyotes garb. I see him in Sun stuff. I don't
All
see
right,
him in that
so let's football get to anyway. Stuff. What the heck's a Buckeye?
A Buckeye is basically a brown nut with a little white center in it.
Well, I thought it was a white nut with a brown center. It's the reverse.
Was artichoke taken or something? When did they come up with that? Oh, let's get a really good mascot. Let's call ourselves nuts.
Well, it's called I don't know why, but it's called the Buckeye State too. So, you know, I don't know if it has anything to do with that as to why they did it. But it has some medicinal purposes to it. It's also supposed to supposedly for men provide a little fertility.
And it's a street in South Phoenix.
And it's a street in South Phoenix.
It's
and
a
town
city
in a town in West...
Buckeye's not a town anymore. They're a city.
Oh, a city.
They've
okay,
upgraded.
So this is what happens, folks, when you live in a cold climate. Your brain gets frozen. You sit around a table coming up with a, let's get a fierce mascot for our dominant university.
Hey, another quick question,
nuts.
Completely off the subject.
Sir.
Where's Michael to answer? There's five lines ringing, and there's no Michael answering them.
You know, I think Michael is...
If you're dialing in, just be patient for a second. We're going to get somebody answering those.
Pre-indisposed. Well, Brian, thanks for the explanation.
Thank you.
Makes no sense, but whatever.
Wacky nut.
He is a nut. Explains it. Today's show, this is the Computer Corner, by the way. We're not doing a sports show.
No. I know nothing about sports unless it's hockey, and I don't know much about that either,
yeah.
So...
Put the biscuit in the basket.
Right.
We're going to look forward to the year 2003. We're going to look into what we feel are going to be dominant technologies, things that you should watch for, things that we think you're probably going to come in contact with that you may not have seen or have heard of, or maybe you've kind of been on the sidelines for certain technologies. You're waiting for prices to come down. You're waiting for whatever it is you're waiting for.
We're going to give you predictions like this one.
What are you predicting?
I predict that for 2003...
Yes.
Processors will continue to be faster.
Oh, boy, that's going out on a limb.
Prices will continue to drop for the lower end stuff.
Oh, you are like Karnak over there.
Right, you're going to have more devices that plug into more ports.
Yes.
And this is good stuff, right?
No.
Solid.
Terrible.
The prices of flat panels are going to come down.
Oh, the prices of
everything.
XXX are going to come down.
Even everything not even computer related.
No. No, cars will continue to go up.
You think?
Yeah.
They say there's going to be a deflation period coming soon.
I don't think
those
so.
Those whole economist.
Pardon me while I caffeinate.
Yeah.
So we've got a list of predictions and things to watch for 2003. Got lots of links on our website to brains much bigger than ours.
The website, by the way, datadoctors.com/radio. All the stuff you need, you'll find right there.
What if they go to /TV?
Then they'll find the TV show that we just did yesterday. And you can
we
see, you'll see this afternoon if you care to on Cox Channel 9. If you get Cox Cable, either analog or digital, doesn't matter. Cox Channel 9, the TV show's there. If you say, well, I only have satellite, well, we're sorry.
Get rid of your dish and get Cox Cable.
And if you want, help us get a show on a satellite channel, we'll do that too.
For sure.
We don't care.
We're like Buckeyes.
We're just doing what we can right now. So,
but on today's television show, it's the repeat of what aired originally on Tuesday. We do a whole expose on the Arizona Strut program. That's the students recycling used technologies. And to that end, next week's show is going to be live from the home show.
This radio show he's talking
about. The radio show will be live from the home show next week, and we're going to have the Strut students out there. We're going to have a big old semi out there. We want you to bring down your old technology so you can get it donated. And if you want to see how it affects people's lives, watch today's show. You'll see we'll follow the computer all the way through the program, right to the bad stuff going to the recycler.
We get the big bulk items. We get it to the students that are actually taking it and tearing it apart and finding all the useful stuff. Rebuilding stuff and then taking it to this old people's or older folks' home.
That wouldn't have necessarily have. Yeah, it's at their house. They wouldn't have necessarily ever had a computer, and they were donated one through the Strut program.
And you get to see them and see what they're going to use it for. And
we
talk to them a little bit, and you get to see the whole process from your old junk, quote unquote, to their new useful computer for doing what they need to do.
There's toxic waste in them, their components, so don't throw them away. We're talking about televisions, old gaming consoles, cell phones, you name it.
You got all that stuff new for Christmas, and you got all that stuff old from Christmases ago. Well, get that stuff that you got old that you're going to throw away, you think, or that you're going to stick in a closet you'll never use again, that stuff that you're going to sell at the next garage sale. You can bring it down next weekend to the home show where we're going to be broadcasting live. And donate that stuff, and we're working on trying to get you in free for doing that.
I believe that's already set up. If you donate a computer, you're going to get passes. We'll get more information to you via our newsletter. Also, if you check out the television website, that's datadoctors.com/TV, there's a link to a free program that will allow you to securely erase all of the your critical data before you donate that computer. So don't let that computer go to waste, sit in your closet until it's useless. Donate it now while somebody else that's less fortunate than you, that you may be able to use your old computer. Don't let it just sit there forever and just become toxic waste in a landfill. That's bad. All right, so that's the premise of today's show. Obviously, later on in the show, we'll have our Geek Speak of the Week. It's a good one. Really good one. It's somewhat self-deprecating.
And a little bit slamming on one of us.
Yeah.
The younger of the two of us.
Something.
Not
like
the
that.
Old guy over there.
Our Web Attack free download of the week. If you're into digital images, you'll like that one. And a really cool website for all of you that have true high-speed internet access. So all that, and of course, your calls and questions, 602-277-5827 outside of the Phoenix area. What's the number, Brando?
1-800-564-5827.
And you can send us an email that we will maybe consider using on the show.
The best way to do that is, again, at our website, datadoctors.com/radio. Look for the Ask a Question or Make a Suggestion buttons and fill in the blanks. Bada bing, bada boom.
Boy, we got a bunch of questions in there already, huh?
We're getting there. I think we got about 65 new ones for today.
Don't forget to if you have one of our top 10 questions, our top 20, top 50, the ones that the frequently asked questions, if you will. We have a whole website full of those frequently asked questions. Like all of you out there saying, "How come ScanDisk and Defrag won't finish?" Number one question we get all the time. We've got about 15 million answers to that.
There's at least three of you out there right now thinking that, wanting to ask that. It's been answered 3,000 times.
Computerproblems.com. You'll get answers to that and thousands of other questions, so check that out. It's a free resource we've got up there. It's also a great internship program for IT students here in the Valley, so check that out. Should we go to the phones?
We can go to the phones.
Can we?
You want to do something kind of a little different?
All right.
I mean, a little bit out of order from what we sometimes usually do?
Sure, go ahead.
Why not, huh? He's the first caller, which makes him the first guy into the show, and for some reason he has music that goes along with him. And
not sure why.
I don't know, it just happened that way, I guess.
Louie, Happy New Year, Tone Loke.
Happy New Year to you, too.
How's the voice doing?
Well, it's probably a little better.
Yeah.
It's slowly getting better.
Yeah, well, you sound rough. You know, you can hang out in the hood now and scare people.
Yeah, I might be able to. My comment on the new technology coming out is,
yeah,
I think that wireless is going to be big, big, big.
Huge.
But people won't realize that there's a trade-off. You're reducing your security and reducing your speed when you go wireless, and I don't think that'll change.
Oh, well, the speed issue is really not an issue, and the security issue is being addressed. That's one of the things that we're going to talk about, is that the kind of loose security mechanism that's known as WEP. I mean, it's certainly capable of securing your system to a certain extent, but those security levels are going to be increased quite a bit on these wireless components.
And there are already some other things in there besides WEP. You can do something called MAC address filtering, which means that it specifically looks for... It identifies the network cards by something unique to every network card out there on the planet.
It's called a MAC address.
Right, that MAC address.
It's like a serial number.
And that further helps...
No, it's like
contain.
A VIN. It's like a VIN.
Well, but the only thing is VINs can be changed, and MAC addresses can be spoofed, what they're called.
Sure.
So it's not perfect, but it does add, and if you take a couple of these things and combine them, you're greatly increasing the ability for, or no, you're decreasing the ability for somebody to kind of break into what you're doing. And the speed thing that you talked about.
Whoo, man.
That speed thing has taken off quickly. There are now the 5 gigahertz.
802.11a.
Yeah, 802.11a.
G.
And in their turbo modes, they can compete pretty much with the 100 megabit stuff that you'd have wired. So
now, with thousands of people taking advantage of this, might it get clogged? And
No, because it's very short. It's very short range.
This stuff, like for example, it can be range extended, but most of the stuff out of the box, realistically, in a house, you're going to be able to cover the house pretty well. Maybe be able to go outdoors just a little bit near the house, but that's about the range of it. Once you get to your neighbor's house, in most cases, you're going to be beyond the range of that thing.
So if it would be a problem, it would be an office where a lot of people are trying to do it.
Well, but they use different channels, like 11 or 12 different channels. So
in the United States, there's 11 channels for the 2.4 gigahertz. And what they're doing basically is 2.4 is the generic, for example, when you use the 802.11b, but they'll lock it down at like 2.478, and that's channel 10, for example. And 2.474 is, let's say, channel 9, and they kind of vary it just a little bit, and that gets the different channels and frequencies.
What's cool about that is if enough companies, there's a lot of people in the Bay Area that are starting to do this, create what's called hotspots, where they're having publicly available connections so that you can actually walk down the street and stay connected to the internet. And a lot of them are charging for that, but I think you'll start to see a lot of these hotspots show up. And if you think about the range, if you take a position on a map and show a radius around that, and you get enough hotspots around there, that could end up being the way that we all use wireless technology as we're walking around the city, who knows, by the end of this year maybe. So we'll see.
How about that? My question is sort of related. You get a
Do we have time for this?
Yeah, we'll get the question, we'll run to a break. And
oh, tease time.
That's
cheesy. You understand the way it works around here.
We get a box on our computer when we're taking stuff off the internet saying, publisher authenticity verified by VeriSign.
Yes.
Commercial software published at CA.
Yes.
What's VeriSign, and does it mean anything, and is it important?
Good questions all. It is, in fact...
Oh, you're going to answer it now?
No,
cool.
It is, in fact, the computer corner, and we're going to answer that burning question from Louie about VeriSign. When we come back, we're making our predictions for 2003, telling you the technology to watch for, and somewhere in there, maybe answering a few questions that you may have.
It's the Computer Corner News Radio 620 KTAR, back after this.
Hi, it's Jim Scharf from Arizona's Morning News. Have a super weekend. Make sure you join us for Monday's show. On the show Monday, Chuck Barris, from The Gong Show. There's a movie coming out about his life. It's called Confession.